ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So in the previous purport, number 19, Prabhupada made this sentence. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is stated that an individual soul, after his death, is put into the womb of a mother, where he gets a particular type of body under the supervision of superior power. So I'm going to now read that verse and purport that Prabhupada's referring to. I think so. Yeah, you go. Anyway, let's see what Prabhupada. First, let's hear the verse. So this verse is from the teachings of Kapila Dev to his mother Devahuti. And it is the first verse of the 31st chapter. The 31st chapter of Canto 3 is entitled Lord Kapila's Instructions on the Movements of the Living Entities. It's the opening verse that Prabhupada is referring to. Sri Bhagavan Uvarcha Karmana Daivanetrena Jantura Deho Papataye Striya Pravishya Udarang Pungsoreta Kanashraya. Please repeat. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Karmana, by the result of work, Daivanetrena, under the supervision of the Lord, Jantu, the living entity, Deha, a body, Upapattaye, for obtaining, Striya, of a woman, Pravishta, enters, Udaram, the womb, Pungsa, of a man, Reta, of semen, Kana, a particle, Ashraya, dwelling in. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, and according to the result of his work, the living entity, the soul, is made to enter into the womb of a woman through the particle of male semen to assume a particular type of body. Purport. As stated in the last chapter, after suffering different kinds of hellish conditions, a man comes again to the human form of body. Their question is being answered. The same topic is continued in this chapter. In order to give a particular type of human form to a person who has already suffered hellish life, the soul is transferred to the semen of a man who is just suitable to become his father. This also answers your question. During sexual intercourse, the soul is transferred through the semen of the father into the mother's womb in order to produce a particular type of body. This process is applicable to all embodied living entities, but it is especially mentioned for the man who was transferred to the Andhatamisra hell. So there are 28 different hells mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Andhatamisra is one of those. after suffering there, when he who has had many types of hellish bodies, like those of dogs and hogs, is to come again to the human form, he is given the chance to take his birth in the same type of body from which he degraded himself to hell. In other words, human. You have to be a human first before you go to hell. Then, as was mentioned, you get all these kinds of lowish, hellish bodies. Then once again, you get a human form. Prabhupada continues, everything is done by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, again, Batuk, that's what Prabhupada seemed to be indicating in the line that you were questioning. Prabhupada is under the supervision. Material nature supplies the body, but it does so, here it is, but it does so under the direction of the Supersoul, which is what I said, right? I said that. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that a living entity is wandering in this material world on a chariot made by material nature. Rama, what's the verse? Brahmayan sarvabhutanam yantra rudhani maya. There's the line. Yantra, machine. Here Prabhupada is saying chariot. Very good. As I repeatedly say, when you have a Bhagavad Gita question, go to Rama. She is Bhagavad Gita Pandita. Or Pandatini. She knows. Very good. Jai Hare Krishna. You have to get a chair for your Bhishma Pita. The Supreme Lord as Supersoul is always present with the individual soul. He directs material nature to supply a particular type of body to the individual soul according to the result of his work, like you were saying. He directs according, right?
So basically, that's the supervision that nothing goes wrong.
It's correct.
Followed properly.
Yes. Supervision. He's over, right? Doesn't the Bhagavad Gita say? Anumantahi upadrashta, overseeing, permitting, or sanctioning. And the material nature supplies it. Here, one word, reta kanashraya, is very significant because it indicates that it is not the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman. Rather, the living entity, the soul, take shelter in a particle of semen and then is pushed into the womb of a woman. And that's why abortion is a sin. Because the living entity is taking shelter at that moment of conception. The soul, the person, is there at the moment of it's now. Yes?
Prabhu, you know, that is a big thing, you know. In India, people are blaming that on the girl, that she has only girls, not guys. But it is the man who gives the body, right? As for your first line, right? It is the,
it's the person's karma.
Right. Because if she has, like, no
yes.
Guy,
yes. That particular soul is destined to take birth as a man or a woman based on that soul's karma. Yes.
So, like, this is like not then a girl's fault that if she has
daughter
or son, right? And in India, I know this is in Bihar, you know, people will say, oh, you have only 10 girls, you know, and go and get married again and all those things.
It's karma. It's the karma of the girl and it's the karma of the individuals. Here, one word, reta kanashraya, is very significant because it indicates that it is not the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman. Because if it was, then it becomes simply a mechanical process. Was there a problem?
He's getting a book, but you're reading Bhagavatam.
Yeah, I'm reading right now Bhagavatam. We're going to go there soon. But this is a... It is not that the semen of the man that creates life within the womb of a woman. Otherwise, then it becomes just simply a materialistic affair. But it's not. The supervision of the Supreme Lord, that's the whole gist of this verse of Bhagavatam. It's under the supervision of God. The soul takes shelter in a particle of semen and is then pushed into the womb of a woman. Then the body develops. There is no possibility of creating a living entity without the presence of the soul simply by sexual intercourse. The materialistic theory that there is no soul and that a child is born simply by material combination of sperm and ovum is not feasible. It is unacceptable. Okay, now, I want to go back to something here in this purport. Okay? Let's see if I didn't want to stop, but I should have stopped at that time. Okay. Okay, so it said here, during sexual intercourse, the soul is transferred through the semen of the father into the mother's womb in order to produce a particular type of body. So also in this third canto, we have the illicit sex of Diti and Kashyapa. That Diti was one of Kashyapa's wives. Kashyapa also has the wife Aditi, the mother of the demigods. Because Kashyapa is the father of both the demigods and the demons. He's Prajapati. So Diti approached Kashyapa. When? Sunset. And she was overwhelmed with lust. And Kashyapa said, no, not now. And Prabhupada makes the comment that Kashyapa seemed to be inclined. In other words, Diti was able to. Anyway, he tried to tell her, wait, wait, not now. But she pulled his cloth and insisted, no, now. So he engaged with her. And then after the act, Kashyapa said, because you forced this, Lord Shiva, he has been displeased. Because at that time, Lord Shiva is traveling with his disciples, ghosts, Rakshasas, he's these Bhutanath, right? He's known as, all his disciples are ghosts and evil spirits. He said, because you have done this, Lord Shiva is displeased. And therefore Kashyapa said, so now you are going to give birth to the first two demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And Kashyapa also said they will both be killed by Lord Vishnu. And Diti had to keep those twins in her womb 100 years. Can you imagine? 100 years carrying those two children in the womb. Ladies, I don't think you would even want to think about that. 9-10 months is enough. 100 years.
At that time, the age was about 10,000 years. So accordingly, you know.
Still 100 years. It's still 100 years. Any way you slice it. And when they took their birth, there were all these earthquakes and hurricanes. All these kinds of inauspicious omens. Just like when Duryodhan was born. Very similar thing. The jackals and the dogs and different things were howling And that's why Vidura said, abandon this child immediately. But Dhritarashtra didn't. Anyway, Diti gave birth to the first two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, all because of illicit sex. That was not the proper time like that. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Okay, let's go back now to our Bhagavad Gita verse. Yes, 16:20. Thank you, Batuk. You are rendering lots of service today. Everybody's happy, but somebody is hiding. Where is my Brahman that's hiding from me? Why is she hiding, my Brahmana? Yeah, but I can't see. You're a Brahmin. Brahmins don't hide. I know. Thank you, Brahmani.
Now we're taking a change now.
Huh? Did I say something wrong?
No.
All right. Text number 20. Asaring yoning apana. Muda janmani janmani. Mama prapyai bakaunteya. Tato yant yadamangatim. Asurim. Demoniac. Yonim. Species. Apana. Gaining. Mudha. Of the foolish. Janmani, janmani. In birth after birth. Of course, when I see those two words, what Shikshastakam verse am I thinking of? Yes. Nadanang, najanang, nasundaring, kavitang, va jagadisha kamae, mama janmani, janmanishwade, bhavathad bhaktir ahaituki twayi. Yes, as soon as I see that, immediately. Okay, mom, me, aprapya, without achieving, eva, certainly, kaunteya, O son of Kunti, tata, thereafter, yanti, go, adamam, condemned, gatim, destination. So look at that. Yanti adamam gatim. They go to a condemned destination. But you came to a different destination today. You came to Kunnan Loka. So you have come to a very nice destination. And tomorrow, if you come to New Dwarka and you do the Snana Yatra, you will be in the best destination. Snana Yatra. Yes. Please repeat. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life. O son of Kunti, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence. So, Nimai Charandasa, I have a question for you. So let's say somebody is born in a demoniac human species, in a demoniac family. What is their only hope of deliverance? But how will they get Harinama Eva Kevalam? What's that? And that's it. They have to come in contact with the devotee. There's no... Yeah, the Maha Mantra is not going to come floating down to them. How did they get the book? How did they get the book? How did they get the book? Answer my question. Okay, let's say they found the book in the library. Who put the book in the library? A devotee. Just like now the devotees are going to all these hotel motels to put the Gita in. Right? Say they go on the internet, because now so much Prabhupada's books is there. But somebody had to do that. So Krishna is not going to personally deliver these demoniac. Everything is dependent on the mercy of a devotee. As you've heard me say a billion times, if Prabhupada hadn't come to America, it would be a whole different planet. Complete, I would not know you. Isn't that a fact? If there was no Prabhupada, how would I meet you? Stop. Yeah. Well, that's real good. We meet in a club. That's really auspicious. So Rama had the correct answer. It's by the mercy of the devotee. And that, you'll see there's a purport. I'll try to find it after the next short break. What? Oh, you were going to say that. Okay, you're going to learn how to get to the answer right away, quickly. Don't go Indian style. Around and then after 20 minutes, then you get to... Come right to the point. Answer the questions like in a law court. They just want simple yes or no answers. Right? This yes or no, true or false? Answer the question. Okay, very good. Let's look at the purport. It is known that God is all merciful, but here we find that God is never merciful to the demoniac. It is clearly stated that the demoniac people, life after life, are put into the wombs of similar demons, and not achieving the mercy of the Supreme Lord, they go down and down, so that at last they achieve bodies like dogs of cats, dogs, and hogs. It is clearly stated that such demons have practically no chance of receiving the mercy of God at any stage of later life. In the Vedas also, it is stated that such persons gradually sink to become dogs and hogs. It may be then argued in this connection that God should not be advertised as all merciful if he is not merciful to such demons. In answer to this question, in the Vedanta Sutra we find that the Supreme Lord has no hatred for anyone. The placing of the asuras, the demons, in the lowest status of life is simply another feature of his mercy. Sometimes the asuras are killed by the Supreme Lord, but this killing is also good for them. For in the Vedic literature we find that anyone who was killed by the Supreme Lord becomes liberated. There are instances in history of many asuras, Ravana, Kongsa, Hiranyakashipu, to whom the Lord appeared in various incarnations just to kill them. So who killed Ravan? Ram. Who killed Kongsa? Who killed Hiranyakashipu? Therefore, God's mercy is shown to the asuras if they are fortunate enough to be killed by him. And I think I told you of a story last year. Somebody said, yes, Prabhu, I'm now going to become a demon so that Krishna kills me. Why is that a bad idea?
It might take you millions of
bucks. Yes. And what else?
Not everybody and every demon.
Exactly. So you think you're that kind of demon that Krishna, you're going to become that? Dream on.
So probably in other words, even the demoniac person later will come back to by the mercy of God.
Now hold on. So it was already mentioned. We read in that Bhagavatam purport. After going through so many hellish bodies, eventually you come back as a human being. Now, more than likely, it's going to be a demoniac, but if, and that's why my point, the only hope is they come in contact with a devotee. That's why things like Rath Yatra are for many people. This is their only hope. If they see they're at Venice Beach, half naked, smoking marijuana, but if they see Jagannath, if they get prasad, it may just save them. It may save them. Now I'm going to find a purport on this point about the devotee. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.